All right, we're on the record for some after talk.
So
you don't usually post after talk until the next day, right?
Sometimes it's the same day, if it's early enough.
Because if this one doesn't post until tomorrow, I can tell you exactly what I thought of Avatar: Way of Water.
Then this will post on Tuesday the 13th.
Hey Tom.
Yeah.
How did you feel about Avatar: Way of Water?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's really pretty. Have a comfortable seat. Because it's very long.
I believe
one of the ways
long,
I judge, but one of the like external checks I have on myself to be like, am I really enjoying this? Am I fooling myself that I'm enjoying this? Is how many times do I look at my watch?
Yep.
If I go through an entire movie and I've never looked at my watch, it's like, oh yeah, that was a good movie. It kept me engaged. I'd say Avatar: Way of Water, I didn't count exactly, but at least 6 watch checks.
Oh my God, that's awful. Like
over the 3 hours that I watched the movie.
We've talked about how my attitude is you could be as nonsensical as you want with the physics, the logic, the whatever. It's the Men in Black rule where it's like all of that is nonsense. But I was so lost to it that I never checked my watch and I never questioned the physics. Rick and Morty is kind of the same thing, you know? Oh my God, 6 watch checks?
I mean, over 3 hours and 10 minutes. So, you know,
okay,
you're talking 2 watch checks an hour.
Here's the one thing I'm holding out hope for is from the couple of interviews that I've read, it's clear that the next movie does a lot of like, and then they had kids and the kids grew up or whatever. And I've noticed that certain things get an upgrade now that I've had 3 children that like, there's like a back door that gets to me. It's a cheat code for getting me to care. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance, am I going to have a good time or should I just go in real hungry and get 2 pizzas?
I would get 2 pizzas, but
God dang it. But what did we sign up for?
It's not because the movie is bad. There will be large stretches that you will get caught up in. It's also absolutely gorgeous and absolutely see it in 3D.
Okay.
Oh, sure. I saw the first one in 3D.
Don't skip
this
the
would
3D.
Be,
I,
yeah, this would be.
Yeah.
Because it is shot with 3D in mind.
Yeah. Oh,
now, that's how the first one was.
I know the original was. This one, he got better at it. Mm. He learned from doing that the first time to be like, oh, right, I can do this shot and it will make much more sense in 3D. There were some great situations where you like, there's a branch literally in front of your seat that you're peering over into a scene, like stuff like that, where you're like, the effects are really good. And they're used and they're motivated. It's not like, it's not just like, oh, here's a long thing coming out at you. You know, it's not that kind of trick at all. Like it's really well shot. It's really well composited. It's gorgeous. It's kind of the same bones of the first story, to be honest. Plot is not the strong point of this one. It's, you know, humans come to world, maybe ruining world, don't care. People on the world fight back. Who will win? Good?
James Cameron has kind of always been, and one of the most fascinating things, this is pre-internet. This is back when you would trade VHS videotapes. There was a compilation I saw of James Cameron's graduate film school video versus George Lucas's.
And it was just a live action Fern Gully.
Well, so George Lucas's was this
THX,
very
right?
It was a proto THX, right? But it had wonderful radio sounds and all of the kind of VHS style artifacting and
I've seen
everything
that.
Was white.
The student film version.
James Cameron's was stop motion, like LED, sometime in the future, ED209 looking things. And it was very proto, like, I want to be excellent at making a world come to life in a way. So George Lucas's was very much on mood. James Cameron's was very much on, no, I want exquisite. I want to make something happen that has never happened before. I feel like most of James Cameron's work has been technical. Everything from Terminator 2, Aliens, the aesthetics of The Abyss, Titanic, of course, was a masterpiece, not because of the folks over at Red Letter Media make a very compelling argument that Titanic is simultaneously the best movie ever made and the worst movie ever made. And then they make an equal case for both. The case for the best is that it was at the sweet spot when there was practical effects for everything. They actually poured tons of water on humans because they didn't have the technology to fake all of that stuff. And as a result, but the CGI stuff was good enough that you didn't notice it. So it would not surprise me at all of which is to say, I suspect that James Cameron is basically a three-chord punk band.
Yeah. That's a good analogy that you got to there. It's not a bad song, but it may not be very complex.
Right.
So if you like orchestral music, you may not like the Sex Pistols, but you know what? If you just like the vibe, you know, yeah.
On the flip side, the very first Cars movie by Pixar, it's straight up Doc Hollywood, but that's a song you've heard before. For example, take Amazing Grace. You've heard that song before, but imagine if Lady Gaga played Amazing Grace.
Or, I bet it would Hallelujah. Be
pretty good. Yeah,
Leonard
exactly.
Cohen, Hallelujah. How many freaking times have we heard that covered by somebody?
Yeah.
But the first couple times, you're like, ooh, that was an interesting cover of it. Yeah, yeah.
But if the goal is to just soak in a world, I think I can do that in a movie theater.
Yeah.
Which I have not seen.
When I make a big deal of how long it is, it's just so that you're ready for that. Because honestly, that, and if you're really like, if you're really picky on plot, you're going to find holes and that sort of thing. That's not the death of the movie though. If you were not ready for the length, you may come out very upset. Even if you know how long it is, I think it's just important to know, like, it's a long time and there's no intermission. You know, they didn't Dr. Zhivago this thing. You're going to be sitting there the whole time.
Dr. Zhivago came out the month I was born.
Oh, really?
I did one of those things in high school where you look up the newspaper on your birthday. And And Dr. Zhivago was the big ad.
Oh, that's funny. Some war movie came out the week I was born. I don't remember the name of it anymore. It's long. But I think if you're prepared for that and you have two pizzas, you can really enjoy it because it's really well shot. The acting is great. And you forget that they are acting in suit, you know, special. I don't know if they're ping pong ball covered suits, but they're, you know, they were not, they didn't look like Navi when they were acting.
We're going to post this after embargo and, so I know there's no, you could tell me everything, but as a Brian request who wants to enjoy this, were you satisfied with the reason that it's Sigourney Weaver's face on whoever has Sigourney Weaver's face?
I don't want to spoil anything. It specifically says in the embargo NDA, don't spoil things even after the NBA embargo lifts. So I think the safe answer to that is I didn't feel that was an issue in any way.
That's good enough for
me. And it's not because I was like, oh, I don't mind if the face doesn't match the body. It's that I don't think that is really as important to the story. As Sigourney Weaver's character's existence and how they talk about her.
I mean, as long as there's an in-universe reason for it, I'll be perfectly satisfied. But I do know that in the first movie that we have I forget the main character's name.
Jake Sully.
Jake Sully, yeah. Jake Sully, has a body. He has legs. He can run. And he goes bounding out. and we're marveling at the world, and we're marveling at his joy mm-hmm. at experiencing a full body, and suddenly a weird blue alien turns, and there's something about that Sigourney Weaver smile where it was like magical that without overplaying it, all of us knew who this alien with a giant oversized crop top was. And anyway, that was a great moment, and I hope that I enjoy Sigourney Weaver again.
You get Uh-oh. A lot of
whoa, we got a fry alert here.
Whoa.
Check the fry later.
Sorry, there's something caught in your throat there, Top. It sounded like an embargo.
Medium or a large fry?
Can I get that with no salt?
That was almost you know what? Breaking the
save
NDA
it,
right
save
there.
It. Just, spoiler yeah. in time.
We will yeah. talk about the yeah. movie next yeah. week on Monday.
It's actually making a mountain out of a molehill. Put it that way.
A mountain out of a weaver.
We'll find out what that means.
A mountain of water.
The way of water. You know, in the way that water makes mountains.
I saw this on the Disney lot. And they gave us a bottle of Dasani and a bucket of popcorn, which is nice. It's nice that they gave you.
Was that nice?
Yeah.
I mean,
that was a $30 value.
That might have been one of the most unkind things ever done to you.
Better than not having either one of them.
Mm.
Could have been better to have. You didn't get a pizza or nothing?
A pizza. Yeah, maybe two pizzas. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now you can't let the smell flavors influence the reviewers. Okay. All the screeners.
Oh, they usually don't give you anything, so I was happy.
Could you imagine like a world where it's like a dystopian nightmare where they're still doing these screeners, but they go all out and they're like, oh, well, hello, welcome. Key bump of cocaine. Yes. Okay. Key bump of cocaine. Oh, key bump of cocaine.
I think you're describing the past, not the future.
Yeah.
I don't think the Dasani and popcorn falls in this scale, but I have noticed in accompanying Eileen to these things, a lot of times the snacks they deliver are directly inversely proportional to how good they think the movie they're showing you is. So that like Black Panther, you didn't get anything. They're like, watch the movie. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't giving you nothing.
Like, you know, you're really in for it when they show up. They're like, masseuse. And they start
the greatest showman.
Shoulder rub.
The greatest showman was open bar at the AMC. Whatever you want.
I thought the greatest showman was okay. I mean, you know, nothing.
Actually liked it better than most people, but I was like, oh, this is a bad sign. They're like, yeah, as much as you want.
More like the gooder showman.
During the show.
More like the all right showman.
We were talking about the, what's the football show, Wax or something?
Oh, Welcome to Wrexham.
Wrexham, yeah. we let Allison give her take because she was familiar with it, but there's a bit of a hurdle to me watching it, which is, I don't want to vote or I don't want to cheer for the Yankees, and I don't. It
didn't get a good team.
Oh no! Look, you're thinking the team.
Okay,
I'm thinking about Rob McElhenney and Deadpool. I'm thinking about the humans who are winning so hard at everything that they know that everybody cheers for an underdog, so they are currently winning so hard that they have to go
buy
an underdog to make a story out of it.
Yeah. Wait, that's stopping you from watching
in the title?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Or no, I'm not saying it's stopping me. I'm saying like if I know on the other side of that hill is an excellent story, then I'll show up for it. But you know, I'm on my scooter going up a hill and I'm like, ooh, never mind. That's enough. I don't want to cheer for the Yankees because the Yankees are the very, very rich people winning at everything.
By the way.
But it is still an underdog. Like, just because it's these famous guys, their whole thing is it's still a real underdog team.
Cut out the famous guys and I'm all in.
To hear Allison talk about it, they're not in that show very much at all.
I know, which actually improved the chances that I'll watch it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the modern baseball fan would say you don't want to cheer for the Dodgers because the Dodgers are the ones with the higher payroll these days and buy all the players. Yeah.
One last thing, we were talking about this last night. You're from Texas. Are you familiar with Mattress Mac?
Gallery sort furniture. Of rings a bell, but no.
6006 I-45 between... it's
I-45 or 35?
I-45 north of Houston.
Oh, oh,
6006
I-45 between... I'm not real familiar.
I forget the original one, but it's like that's the character that I model T-Techie Texas off of. What I say is 6006 I-35 between Stastny and Manchac, which is nice. Funny because they
intersect.
Yeah. But I'm basically just doing Mattress Mac, which I watched growing up as a kid. He's now a bajillionaire. That dude placed a $1 million bet on the Astros before the first game of the entire season for them to win the World Series.
Yeah.
And he
won a decent
$75 million, I think. It's like a
Wow.
He got 75 to 1 for the Astros? I believe, that's good odds. I believe the Astros were favored to win the American League this year.
Before game one?
Yeah.
To the tune of $1 million? I don't know.
For your friend, it sounds like
that's what I was told. Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, putting $1 million on any team at the beginning of the season is a gutsy.
I mean, if I'm creeping up on 50, he's got to be creeping up on 70 and has fewer and fewer F words to give.
Yeah. Yeah.
But lots and more and more millions to give.
He'd probably get like, oh yeah, million. That's less than 1% of my net worth. So
apparently he just did this again, placing a $1 million cash bet on the Houston Cougars to win the men's Final Four.
So he just does this for Houston teams.
He does this.
That's all he does. He just does this. Places $1 million. Yeah, there's nothing to it, people.
That's the new. That's the headline.
Here.
Literally, this is the headline. Mattress Mac makes another big bet.
The Astros. The Haster headline is like this guy just puts $1 million bets on everything. That's amazing.
That's all he does.
I don't know what else. I'm looking at his Wikipedia and I'm finding many things about this man.
Still sells mattresses.
Yeah.
Or somebody does for him.
All right. We'll wrap it up. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, everybody.
Avatar, Way of Water, and maybe 25.
Start watching
21.
It now.